Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Every Tuesday afternoon, we learn how to live well from people who have mastered it. Just little things to try and make our lives that maybe a little bit better or a little bit easier or perhaps somewhat more interesting. Today, I'm chatting to Dermot O'Callaghan from Sing Ireland about social choirs. Dermot, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Andrea. Thanks so much.
Tell me about Sing Ireland.
So Sing Ireland is the national organisation for singing groups and for choirs, and we promote group singing right across the country. There are hundreds of thousands of people involved in group singing. 229,000 people is what the EU has put it at. And right. There are 37 million singers right across Europe in singing groups and choirs. So it's a massive activity. In fact, that figure is nearly larger than football teams across Europe. So it's really not niche. It is really mainstream.
Bigger than we think. Big in Ireland?
Huge in Ireland. I mean, yeah. As I said, there's 229,000 people singing in singing groups across the country, and we represent those choirs right across the country. And if you aren't in a choir, which is really important to me and all of us at Sing Ireland, go to our website, singireland.ie, and you can find a listing of choirs in every locality and county across the country.
Now, surely you only want people who can sing, though?
Absolutely not. This is a common misconception that you have to be a good singer to be in a choir.
Sorry, so choirs are made up of rubbish singers. No,
not that at all. I think what happens in truth is that people have varying degrees of skill and ability within their singing voice, and some of us are more physically able to sing or have a better ear in terms of intonation and so on. But actually, I believe, and we all believe at Sing Ireland, that you can sing no matter what stage you're at. And actually, it's about trying it again and not being afraid or having that fear factor that your confidence can't build and that you can't develop a better ear, that you can't develop a better singing voice.
Surely you need to be able to hold a note, though.
You do, but you can develop that. I think because it's right. So personal to a person. It's like your voice is connected to who you are. It literally comes from you. Unlike, say, if you're playing the piano or a clarinet or an instrument. So people immediately take that as maybe something very personal. If they try once and the singing, you know, isn't as strong as they might want it to be, they mightn't keep going. And I always give the analogy with sports. If you were going to score a penalty or for that penalty kick and you missed it the first time, would you stop? No, you do it practice, and we all can get better.
So it's not just people then who are good singers, people who might like the idea of singing and maybe they weren't the best in the class at school, but you can join the choir and you will, well, you'll be taught or you learn how to.
Exactly. And there are choirs of all sorts of levels and styles, all sorts of music styles, all sorts of abilities, from really high level musicians down to those who really just want to sing to connect with people. Yeah. And that's right across the country. And it just is a representation of Irish society today. Those choirs exist right across the country.
I always thought that everybody in the choir, Dermot, was a brilliant singer.
I don't think so. And I think, you know, certainly it's like not everyone is the captain of the football team.
Yeah,
there are different,
true enough.
And we all play our parts. And yeah. I think, you know, what's really important is that the benefits you feel as being part of a choir or a singing group are there regardless. It doesn't matter actually the level of attainment you have or how good a singer you are.
What do you get from it?
There's huge physical health benefits and mental health benefits and well-being benefits. I mean, from the physical health side, it's so backed in evidence. There's the kind of those happy chemicals that we all know about that the body releases. They've been proven to be released in group singing. Endorphins, dopamine, serotonin. They all are a byproduct of singing with people and singing itself. And then as well as that, for your respiratory health, for your heart health, there are enormous benefits. There are choirs for people with particular conditions right across the country. I'm thinking of something on the respiratory side like COPD. And then also, I think another really important study has shown how your immune system is strengthened by the activity of singing and singing in a group. Immunoglobulin A helps your immune system, and that's released during singing. And also then for people who have serious illness and are fighting, you know, even life-threatening illness, there's been, you know, the studies around cytokines, which are contributing to helping fighting serious illness, and they are also proven within singing. And that's the physical side. I haven't got to the really obvious.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, there's, it's exactly what it says in the tin. It's a social choir. There's got to be a fun part of
this.
Yeah,
and
too.
I mean, just if you speak to anyone after they've been to a choir rehearsals, more rehearsal or performance, more often than not, they come out on a buzz. They come out talking to the people they've just been with and really having a social time. And, you know, it can reduce loneliness. It can be something that helps people if they're depressed. It can also be, I think, really importantly, a time to mindfully, you go in and you've got a piece that has to be achieved or a performance that has to be achieved. Your mind is brought to that and you're working in common cause to do that.
And what experiences have you had from it, Dermot?
Oh, huge in terms of my life. Throughout my life, I've had, you know, where I go in and you have worries or you have stress or whatever it is. You might have heartbreak, you might be experiencing grief. And when you go in, there's a distracting quality to it. Yeah, there's also the mindful activity of it. And then what I described around the release of endorphins. And then there's also studies around, you know, air and breath is so important to singing together. And, you know, if you think about mindful practices of breathing where you're controlling the breath, those who maybe have a panic attack or an anxiety attack, what you're trying to do is get control of the air. And when you do that, you have to do that in singing to maintain a phrase. So it's actually automatically does that. And then you see things like the synchronization of heartbeats happening, which has a calming effect. So the people who are singing in the choir, again, studies have shown how they're the tempo of the piece and that act of singing together synchronizes heartbeats.
Does it tend to be more people who, you know, have sang, maybe they were part of a choir at some stage or a school choir or, you know, as a pastime, do they go back to singing and joining choirs when they maybe move to other parts of the country? Or is it somebody like myself who sort of, you know, fancies themselves as a bit of a Whitney Houston at 1 o'clock on a Sunday morning?
In truth, it's everything and all things. I mean, some people who've sung and gotten great confidence out of that. And then for others, they're looking for that social connection. And for us, singing happens in all sorts of contexts right across the country. We work in programmes with people in temporary accommodation. We work with people with serious illness. We work with people with intellectual disability. And all of those people have the common factor of group singing as something that really makes a difference and enhances their life.
Funny you mention that. Listener here is wondering, their son has Down syndrome, can't sing. This listener says is quite out of tune, but I'm just wondering, is there a choir? Is there a place or somewhere that perhaps their grandson could go?
And you could look on the Sing Ireland website for some details of that, but I'm just reminded, actually, we just ran a programme recently with St. Michael's House, and we won an award actually last year around this programme, and it wasn't us winning the award, it was those amazing people in the choirs and their how it's made a difference to them, how it helps them express themselves, and how, so certainly there are choirs and we can help with that at Sing Ireland.
That's all through Sing Ireland. So for people listening today who like the idea of being part of a choir, whether it's for social reasons or maybe they just kind of want to learn to sing, they never had the confidence to join a choir over the years publicly, you can join, you can learn.
Absolutely. And I think we encourage people to maybe step into that and really go for it, because all the benefits I've just described are there for you. It can make a huge difference to your life. And if you go out into your local community, there are choirs right across the country that you can join.
They're there.
Whatever your reason for that is, you know, and that can be, it doesn't have to be at the most incredibly high musical level. It can also be for social connection. But also there are those who really are fantastic musicians and there's a place for them too.
Peter says, I'm a musician, bass guitarist. I don't have a good singing voice and personally never wanted one. Call that strange if you wish. It always felt unnatural for me. Musicians who play instruments feel that's part of who they are, so it can be the same with your immune system. I perform every weekend and it always raises my spirits. There you go.
Yeah, and music and singing are synonymous. Obviously, singing is a place to process and to feel things that maybe you don't have the ability in day-to-day life. Music can bring that to you, whether you sing or whether you play in it.
Sing Ireland, that's where you can have your Whitney moment if, like me, you maybe one day want to do so. Dermot O'Callaghan from Sing Ireland. Dermot, thanks a million
thanks,
for joining
pleasure.
Us here
thanks,
on Lunchtime Live today.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. weekdays at midday on News Talk.